This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From the mouths of babes, Katrina Rowe, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Are you good?
I'm very good. We've actually just got back this week. We've been doing a little bit of travelling. We've been away on a road trip last week.
Oh, that's exciting. Where'd you go?
We went to, of all places, Bourke in outback New South Wales for a 30th birthday party. And it was I thought of so many topics that could come out of that, actually, like how do you keep a child entertained for 11 hours in the car. But no, it was quite a big party, and it was held in a big, old, empty pub, so there was plenty of space. And they went a bit overboard, and there was like a DJ and a disco room with a mirror ball and flashing lights and the whole works. So, you know, it was really a party that you wouldn't normally take kids to. But we didn't have anyone to babysit in Bourke, so we just had to take our little girl along with us to this party.
Oh, dear. Were there any other kids there at all? I'm guessing no, but...
No, none at all. No, so I wasn't too sure how it was going to go. But as it turned out, Bertie had a great time. And because she was the only child there, you know, everybody would come up and say, oh, hello, darling, aren't you beautiful? And she would do a little twirl in her party dress.
Oh, hence the twirling.
Yes. It was very fun. But then, after that, she discovered the disco room, and then it was just, like, all on for young and old. And she actually took her daddy and took him to the disco room, and she twirled and she kicked her legs and she just danced, danced her little heart out while daddy looked on admiringly. And I mentioned this and I sort of thought of it because I know that you guys have at the moment a podcast of H. Norman Wright on your website talking about the father wound and about how little girls can be hurt by absent fathers. And I thought, you know, I think it all comes back to this thing about how little girls twirl. Do your girls do this to you? Do they kind of sometimes put on something pretty and then just sort of twirl around for you?
My girl is 7 months old, and when I twirl her, she vomits. So I try not to do it. But why do they? I have seen, like, daughters of my friends and stuff twirl. Why do they do it?
There's this book that talks about it a bit by John and Stacey Eldridge called Captivating. And it talks about the way that little girls and women need to feel that they are beautiful and captivating. And I had a lot of resistance to this idea. I wasn't particularly easily won over about this, but I think it's true. When you see a little girl put on a pretty dress and twirl, not only does she want to hear that she's beautiful, but she really wants to hear it from her father. She really wants to get her father's attention if she has a father, and obviously that's not always the case. But anyway, on our way back from our 11-hour road trip, Bertie kept saying she didn't want to go home, and you know, we couldn't figure out why. And then we realised that I'd said that we had to get back so Daddy could go back to work, and... You know, sure enough, when Bertie woke up again on the first day back home, you know, she saw that Daddy had already gone to work. She started crying. She started asking for Daddy. And I think, you know, she was just missing Daddy's time and attention. I think it was just so special for her to have that time, you know, all the way together. And when I think about the way that she was dancing at that party, you know, it said to me that little girls really do come alive when they have their daddy's undivided attention. And obviously boys need their dad's attention as well. There's no question about that. But I think that little girls really have this need to know that their father thinks that they're really something special and that so much of their self-worth comes out of that, you know, that they just the way that they twirl and that daddy thinks I'm beautiful, daddy thinks I'm special. So I just thought it would be interesting to hear what other people think about that. I mean, maybe I'm stretching this analogy a bit too far, I don't know. But, you know, whether other people have found that their girls do really crave that attention from their dads.
Mm. It puts a lot of pressure on too, I feel.
And on dads?
Well, yeah, I mean, mind you, that's not a hard thing to do. But also the father wound stuff, hearing about all that. Gee, we can really screw up our daughters, can't we? And then, this too, well, obviously we need to work. And some dads, you know, are shift workers or they're not. It seems like there's a lot of pressure too, doesn't there?
Definitely there is. And look, you know, I mean, my daughter has a father who's a shift worker and he comes home exhausted from his job. And I think that's why she just really, really just loved that time together and didn't want it to end, you know. Whether you see this in your girls or not, but, you know, I think it means a lot to them when daddy comes home. But, you know, even then, daddy can't always give the kids their full attention, because sometimes, you know, they are exhausted, or, you know, they get up really early, or they go to bed really late, or they do, you know, they've got other things, other responsibilities, so...
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's hear your view this morning. 1-300-40-2020 from a father's perspective. Do your little girls do kind of weird, random things to get your attention, like the twirling stuff? As a dad, do you feel the pressure of it all? Mm-hmm. What do you do to make them feel special?
As mums too, maybe dad's off at work by now or whatever. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do your daughters need that attention and affirmation from their dads? And what do daddies do to make girls feel special? I suppose their daughters feel special. Love to hear from you. 1-300-40-2020.
Thanks, Katrina.
Thanks.
You're a legend. Chatting about twirling this morning. Well, no, but the father-daughter relationship. Katrina Rowe has raised that. There's been a bit of talk on the station. A guest on Open House last Sunday night, Norman Wright, about the wounded heart and the pressures of absent fathers and stuff like that, and what the impact that has on daughters and so forth. Speaking to stacks of dads ringing up and giving their thoughts, Andy's on the phone. Morning, Andy.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
Good. So you're a shift worker too?
Yeah, I am, actually. I'm on my way home from work just now.
Oh, so you get to see the kids before they head off to school and all the rest of it?
Exactly right, and then I can go and have some sleep.
That's good. How does it work for you? What do you reckon of this whole thing of girls needing their dad's attention and us not messing them up by doing the wrong thing?
I mean, I know I have a 5-year-old daughter and I have an 8-year-old daughter, and my 5-year-old at times can be a child, and she can be a 5-year-old, and she can be a real pain at times. But I got to say, when I give her affection, when my wife and I show her affection, she just comes alive, and she absolutely loves that.
Yeah.
Even though each of them have their own different personalities, they both love having dad say, I love you, and having me spend time with them. And I've got a son as well, and having a boy is cool for a dad, but I've got to say, being able to love your girls and know that they are loved, it's for them, they're going to be able to grow up knowing, hey, my dad loves me. I mean, I actually heard Carl Faisling say actually on the radio station that the first man that a girl is going to have in their life is their dad. And I believe that if their relationship with their dad is great, then they'll also grow up to have a great relationship with Jesus Christ when they grow up and become a Christian as well.
Mm.
Wow.
It's a lot of pressure, isn't it, Andy?
It's a lot of pressure. I'm sweating.
I mean, at times it can be hard. I mean, being a shift worker, it can be hard on my wife because, I mean, I've got to sleep, and at times when the kids are there and they're pulling her hair out, it's a bit hard on her being a shift worker. But being a team and doing it together and that, we think that's important. But also at the same time, for us as the husband and wife, well, I mean, this weekend we're getting away for our 13th wedding anniversary. So just to get away and have some time on our own, it's important for us and for the kids, and that we can then come back and spend time together.
That's good. Thank you, Andy.
See you guys.
Yeah, much appreciated. Appreciate your thoughts this morning. We should point out too, I mean, obviously there are cases and there are families where the dad is not around for whatever reason. Mm. And this is not a slight or a judgment or anything like that on those type of families. And I think Andy pointed out too that it's when mum gives that attention as well.
Mm.
So, but obviously if there is a dad around and the dad's ignoring the daughter, he's never home, that's going to have an impact.
Yep.
But obviously in situations they just aren't around, but mum can clearly, them showing affection has obviously plays a big role to play as well.
Without doubt. Glenn is on the line. Glenn, your daughter is 17?
Yes, she is.
So you can share this maybe a bit of experience even as your girl grew up, what you kind of got right and what you kind of didn't get right.
Well, look, I'd just like to say to Andy, he's exactly right. I mean, his daughter's only 5, but I can remember back when she was very young, I was in the fire brigade and I had time off during the days when I could spend some time with her while she was young and develop a bond with her. Now, at the other end of that, because it goes so fast, guys, so don't blink, you know, it goes really quickly. As a 17-year-old, she's really looking around at the world and what's out there, and she's sort of, and her friends and what her friends' parents are doing. So I've really had to just become a friend to her and a father, more importantly a father, but a friend, and just give her some positive reinforcement. Yes, you are beautiful. I do love you. And I'm always going to be here for you and make some time where we spend some time just one-on-one together where we can go out and have a meal or just go and see a movie together or just reinforce what's always been there and keep adding to that because I think the young girls, just when they get their teens, they're really looking around for, you know, an appropriate partner as well. That, like, they're starting to think about, like, their friends are getting girlfriends, boyfriends and things like that. So they're looking around for an appropriate partner. And a lot of the time they're looking for someone with characteristics like they've experienced, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like their dad?
Well, I think with, like, not exactly like their father, but with characteristics that they've been shown. Like, if there's unconditional love, they'll look for that in a man. They'll look for someone that loves them unconditionally because that's what they've experienced. So their radar's on with that. That makes sense.
With a 17-year-old daughter now, advice for those with younger daughters, learn from your mistakes, learn from the things you've done right. Give us some tips.
You're never going to be perfect. And look, they're always going to look back and say, Dad, you didn't do the right thing here. There you go. Yes, or sure, I'm sorry, I didn't do the right thing. But I think the most important thing is continuous improvement. I've read lots of books. I obviously read the Bible. I talk to my wife. My wife is great feedback because sometimes I do things and I don't realise I do them. So I'm looking for the externals as well as changing the internals. So if I'm not doing things right, I can adjust it. But just unconditional love. I remember one thing, if I can just bear with me.
Go for it.
George W. Bush said one of the best things his father ever did for him was give him unconditional love. And I think you need to be able to love unconditionally, but you need to have firm boundaries as well in that, no, that's not appropriate. I don't think that's good, you know, because when they get to 17, they're starting to work out who they are in the world. You know, what does the world mean to them? And sure, you have values that you've imparted on them, but they've got to work it out for themselves. And a lot of those values will come from the love that's been given to them.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, look, absolute golden advice there you've given us. Thanks, Glenn. That's really great.
No, thanks, guys.
No worries. Really good stuff.
It's good. Takes the pressure off a little bit. You're allowed to stuff up so long as you just unconditionally love. I like that. That's good.
And take criticism and talk to other people, though. That's a tough one.
Yeah, taking criticism stuff.
We can take or leave some bits of what.
Because I am near perfect. So it's very hard.
Same. It's hard to find someone better.
We're joking.
I look forward to that email
coming
through
later. Before you ring and complain, we are joking.
Keep the conversation going with this at Katrina's blog. She's got a blog site from mouthsofbabes@wordpress.com.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.